Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 135.
The House will come to order. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. We'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Warren.
Almighty God, our great benefactor, as we gather here this morning, Lord, we humbly ask that you protect and inspire us to do our jobs, both here and in our respective districts. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Penny, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for September the 29th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves the journal for September 29th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, pursuant to the announcements made earlier this week, there are no recorded votes today, and there are no recorded votes until Wednesday of next week. That calendar is still to be determined at this point. We're going to adjourn shortly till Monday at 3, and again, that'll be a non-voting session. Notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Penny, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, October the 4th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative White, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, October 4th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Special message from the Senate Chamber, September 30th, 2021. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to your honorable body that the Senate Bill 360 ratified, an act to require joint approval from the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President pro tempore of the Senate before the Attorney General may enter into a consent, judgment, or settlement agreement in a dispute, claim, or controversy in which the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President pro tempore of the Senate have intervened or otherwise named parties, was vetoed by Governor Roy Cooper on September 27th, 2021, and was returned to the Senate with a attached veto message. Respectfully signed, Sarah Hall and Principal Clerk. Roy Cooper, Governor, State of North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto message. Senate Bill 360, an act to require joint approval from the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President pro tempore of the Senate before the Attorney General may enter into a consent, judgment, or settlement agreement in a dispute, claim, or controversy in which the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President pro tempore of the Senate have intervened or are otherwise named parties. This bill is unconstitutional and unwise and would prevent the Attorney General from doing his job to protect the people of North Carolina. Therefore, I veto the bill, Roy Cooper, Governor. This bill, having been vetoed, is returned to the clerk of the North Carolina Senate on this, the 27th day of September, 2021, at 3:36 p.m. for reconsideration by that body.